Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And today I'm here with the Frequency Squad. I got Rob in the building. What's up, Rob?
Morning. Morning. What's up,
We
guys? How
got
you doing? How guys doing?
Mr. J Tats in the building, straight from San
Morning, guys.
Antonio. And then we have one of the Frequency Squad guys who's been MIA, but he's in the building, Mr. Luis Gonzalez, aka Jump Out of New Jersey, actually Patterson,
Going
New
on,
Jersey.
going
What's
on.
up, Mr. Luis?
I'm all right, man. I'm blessed. Blessed to be here.
Bro, man, we've been wanting to do this for a while, and finally we got it done on an unexpected Saturday morning, but we're here together, bro. And the Frequency Squad is going to bring some powerful information, powerful thoughts, powerful just things that we're going through that can motivate and, elevate anybody who's listening to this today. So I just wanted to shout out to everybody who's listening right now, because this is a infinite frequency that's always going to be playing in the cosmos and trying to get to people all over the world. If y'all don't know, this is actually a podcast. I saw the stats and it's been playing in countries I can't even pronounce. So I was like, how do you say that shit? So props to all the countries that listening to this podcast. I think it's about 90 countries that listen to this in total, bro. That's amazing, bro. Like the power of this type of I guess technology, you know what I mean? So what's up, guys? How y'all feel today, man?
Doing good, brother. I wanted to share a story with you guys so we can get it started. I think I
Yes,
have a
sir.
pretty good I think I have a pretty good starting point. So we can topics that we've been discussing between amongst us lately. So I wanted to share with you guys what I'm going through, and then you guys can take it from there.
Correct. Let's go.
So,
Perfect.
I think a common topic that we've all had this week or these last weeks is fear, comfort zone, change, adaptation, patience, and stuff like that. So I'm going to share with you guys what I'm currently going through, and then you guys can tell me, where we take it from there. So, as I've been sharing with you guys, like I've been on a journey towards a new career, completely out of the corporate life. It wasn't for me anymore. I was tired of sitting behind a desk for 8 hours and missing events and holidays and so on and so forth. So I decided to take a leap forward and pursue my financial advisor career path. And after listening to everybody's advice and listening to experts and mentors, and I know inside of me that I'm also meant to go on this new journey. I've been tested really bad these last couple of weeks because so I'm unemployed, so I don't have any incoming income, and I'm on a budget. You know what I mean? I'm on a savings, and I'm also a single father. I provide for my son and sole provider for the household. So I've been kind of not rushing through things, but kind of wanting to do things on my own time, on my own plan. And God will constantly just redirect you and tell you, hey, it's when I want, not when you want. So in 2016, I was previously a life insurance agent in the state of Texas, and I passed my life insurance exam. I never used it. I just, I was planning to use it. This is coming full circle now. I was planning to use it, never used it, put it on the back burner, moved to San Antonio, and now I'm here. So I got a job offer from a pristine organization, a Fortune 100 company, one of the richest financial advisory companies, or most successful, I don't want to say richest, most successful companies in the nation. It's 170 something years old, older than Texas or something like that. And I got a job offer, and we're going through the motions and through the hiring process. And then when I applied for my license this last week, they pinged me being a previous agent. So I called. They told me, hey, call, this is what you need to do, so on and so forth. So apparently, because I didn't take my continuing education hours back in 2016, they fined me $500. So that's $500 that has to come out of my pocket, right? And I also have to pay for my continuing education hours, which is 24 hours. Now, this is classroom equivalent, so it's literally 24 hours. It's not a course that I can skim through and press next, and like it's literally timed to 24 hours. So I'm trying to knock out four, five, three a day, however many I can do a day, and it's just proven to me how much that I need to, you know, I can't let my faith waver and I can't let my fear win, because me automatically, my interior state is like, well, now you got to get a job. You know what I mean? And now this has to go on the back burner. And, you know, and now you're going to have to stall and you're going to have to tell them that you don't take the job. And I'm like, you know what? I told myself, no, fuck it. Like, I'm not going to do that. This is me being tested, like constantly darkness is trying to test me and me towards my purpose. So instead of me fearing, instead of me running away from the fear, I faced it and I went towards that fear. Right. And I said, you know what? Let's hunker down. Let me dedicate 4 or 5 hours a day. Let me, even though it's coming out of my savings, this is an investment towards my future. So instead of me getting a part-time job, instead of me working, you know, back in the corporate life, which I'm comfortable at, and that's the key word there, I'm comfortable, you know, and I know that if I get back to a comfortable state, all that God's going to do is he's going to yank on my ear and he's going to say, hey, we got to shake up the tree a little bit and we're going to make you uncomfortable again. And you got to go towards your purpose, you know? So that's what I've gotten from this journey so far. And I know that, like, as the saying goes, like, the day is darkest right before dawn, you know? So I know that I'm almost there. I know that I'm almost there. I'm just really, really hunkering down and like bracing, you know what I mean? Cause I know that things are going to come. I know that this is where it's going to get real difficult. And I know that this is where my mental and my spiritual strength are going to play a big part in me wanting to have that moment in the pursuit of happiness, where he goes out of the office and I'm like, this is what happiness looks like, you know?
Yeah.
I know that I'm this close, you know, but I know that I need to keep pushing and I need to keep, most of all, I need to keep being patient. I can't let my fear or my insecurity of me providing for my son win. You know what I mean? So that's what I've been going through these last couple of days, guys. And it's, it always plays out because we're all on the same vibration. We're all on the same frequency and we're all going through similar ordeals. You know what I mean? The same topics every day. And that's my piece of the pie this morning.
Wow, man, that's like a testimony, because like you said, we're always talking about, hey, dude, do this, hey, do that. And we're using a lot of the things that we've learned, but sometimes, boom, we're in the middle of that little war, you know, like a fear. And like, oh, you're like, oh, shit, now exactly what I was saying to somebody else. Now I got to freaking hunker down and use all those tools that I've been preaching. And let me apply them to what I'm going through. So it takes a skill, bro, because like we can say all the time, but if you just like lose it for a few seconds, you can just make all the irrational decisions to go the opposite way of what you just trying to like work for. So, man, anything we can help you out, bro, you know that off camera, you always got us, man. So, you know that at prayers, we remember when you were taking the test, we're all praying for you, dog. And it was like, hey, Jay, you're going to pass this test. You're going to get this. And
bro, like, I fucking aced that shit, bro.
it was that prayer by Rob. I heard Rob's prayer, man. It was good. what do you think?
And it's true, you know what I mean? Like it's like now I have to be an example of what I preach to you guys and I share with you guys every day, because I know what it takes. You know what I mean? And I've been through it before. And man, I almost got a fucking job as a human resources specialist again. It was already like, hey, come on in. Can you start on Monday? Like, and this Monday coming up. And oh, I was Lord. Like, you know what? Nah, man. Like, that's I'm not going to do that.
That's not the drive behind the real Jay. Like, that's just no. That would be like the, like what fear would buy in. You know what? Let me just get that job and get it out the way. And let me get security again. But it's not exactly what you passionately want and you're striving for, man. So. Props to you, bro. Exactly. I mean, that takes a lot of will, guts, and patience and faith. All of that put together, bro. Like, you understand what your plan and your vision is, and you're sticking to it, man. And this is kind of like what we go back to the maps, right? Google gives you different ways to get us to a certain destination. You know, have you seen it? Like, you put like A to B, right? But it gives you like all these different ways to get there. And sometimes the easiest way, it might take it the longest, it's the longest time. But then the hardest way, it'll be easier. It's, I don't know, like you can see the diversion of the traffic and shit. And you're like, all right, plus, this is the way I see it. I'm going to go through this road because I already know these roads. I'm not going to go through some worlds that I've never traveled, you know. So what do y'all think about that, Rob and Luis?
Man, I can definitely relate to what he's going through. Especially the fear factor, right? Because I always tend to quit something when things are getting too out of hand. Or maybe an example, I'm going through some things at my job and I notice the pattern. There's a pattern of every time I get too frustrated, I say, F this, I'm leaving. Then I go to some other job and I deal with the same situation I dealt on the last one. And then this time it's 10 times harder. So I feel like, again, that God tested me, just like he was saying, you know, I get God is testing me. It's something that I need to learn about people that I have to deal with. You know, they're going to be difficult people wherever I go, whether I go to job A, job B, job C, it's going to be difficult people in all those places. So I feel like that's my test from God. My test is, yo, you need to learn how to deal with these situations when I'm running away. And I can also relate to not being content to where you're at a job, you know, because my dream is music, entertainment, and just talking to people. You know, that's my passion. And I was so happy just last week that I was able to work on a video, and it just gave me that passion again. And I remember, I forgot, one of my friends, I don't know if it was you guys or somebody else, asked me, what's stopping you from going back and recording? And I said, yo, man, I don't have a producer. And just like 2 days ago, a random person hits me up on Instagram, like a producer hits me up randomly. He's like, yo, I was looking at your work. I like what y'all like it. He's like, then right before this call, he's like, yo, can we set up a call? He's like, yo, can we set up a call? Because he's like, I want to be able to feel your vibe out and see what kind of music we create. He's like, that's how I like to work. And it's like, God is going to align everything that you have going, but you have to kind of trust the process. And that's the scariest part, is to trust. Just trusting that everything's going to work out okay. So, man, Jay, I commend you for staying strong and holding your ground. Like, you know what, I'm not going back to this corporate world, because at the end of the day, if I go to this corporate world, I'm going to be miserable there. I'm going to make money, but I'm not happy. You know what I mean? So, bro, it takes guts. And that's kind of like where I'm at today. I'm like, I got to learn how to finance. I got to learn how to save more than I spend. I go crazy spending, and I make pretty decent money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I should be able to save a little more. And it's like, I'm grateful that I have a financial advisor in my hands reach. You know what I mean? That can tell me, like, listen, Lewis, you need to live alone for a while. You need to leave the clothes alone. You got enough clothes. Let's work on this budget so you can have some money to buy this house, buy these properties. So it's like, bruh, we have gold within us. You know what I mean? We have literally gold at our hands, like, that we could grab and grasp. So, bro, my thing is what you're doing. I have to trust more on God and trust more that, yo, dude, he's testing you, and you're not going to fold. And even in this job, if I leave and quit, what's going to happen if I go to the next job? I'm going to go through the same thing. You know what I mean? Because I still need a job to finance my goals and my dreams until those things manifest. I still got to have a form of income so I could go and put, because it costs to record, it costs to make videos. Those things cost. So I'm with you on that, man. Trusting God's timing, right? And that's the key thing to everything. It's like, yeah, I have to also practice what I preach. I have to really trust that God is guiding me right now. And this is all a test to see how bad do you want it? How exactly bad do you want to accomplish these things? You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with it too, brother. Rob, what's your take on all this?
No, man, I mean, beautiful stories by the two of you, man. I think right now my issue with myself is that I want to question everything and I want to find out everything. And I guess by me trying to find out everything, it actually hinders me from exploring, because I want to question everything. So it's just, for me, it's learning patience, learning. The other day, maybe a couple of days ago, I prayed out to God, man, out loud. And I just told him, you know what, take over me. You know, because I can relate to you, Luis, like you said, like, you know what, I just let God do his work. Because if I do it by myself, I want to question everything, man. I want to find out every little thing. And by me doing that, I'm never going to move forward, man. I'm just going to stay stagnant. And, you know, it becomes frustrating. And I don't want to be in that situation anymore, man. I want to move forward. Now that I I got my life insurance license, and I haven't produced anything. The previous job that I had, I just saw that I wasn't moving forward. But then I had to ask myself, like, are you actually doing the work also? Like, you're talking, you know, a big game, but you're not even moving forward. You're not even taking that step. And that was a deep self-reflection of myself to see, okay, Robert, what is it that you really want out of life? What is it? What is it that you really, really want? Because you're questioning everything, but you're holding yourself down. So that's the situation that I'm in right now, and that I'm trying to, not that I'm trying, that I will.
There you go.
that I will conquer. And it's just a process, and having the frequency group, it actually helps me a lot, you know. Either I talk to Aaron, no idea. To Jay, to you, Luis. Man, it just puts everything into perspective. And it's like a game plan, dude. Like, we all go through our struggles. We all have this wisdom, but we still fail, you know.
100%.
And that's the part of the vulnerability that you expressed, Luis, that actually helped me be more vulnerable. To be honest with myself and say, you know what, Robert? Look at you, like, take a deep, deep look yourself in the mirror and say, what is it that you really want? What is it that you really want to get out of this? Are you doing your best? Are you giving it all? Are you just lying to yourself and just, you know, reading books and not really getting anything out of it? So that's my thing right now. But, you know, it does help the process having this group. It's like I can breathe, you know. I don't have to do this battle by myself. So it really helps.
And for the audience who's listening, bro, Robert, great take what you just said. And everybody who just chimed in, right? This is exactly like we're giving you a summary of the talks we have when we're discussing things in the Frequency Squad, what's up, you know, messaging board. And we're just putting up ideas. We're putting up problems we're facing. We're thinking about thoughts that we're going through, you know, questions, you know, affirmations. We're sharing books that we're reading. We're elevating each other, bro, because at the end of the day, like we just said, you can't do it on your own. You know, you need a crew. You need a team around you to elevate you to the highest potential that you have, that you think you have within you. So a lot of these thoughts that we're sharing, bro, is that, like, for people out there listening, like, we're all like, we're not perfect, man. And we're reaching for that extra knowledge. But if you think you know it all, you're done. If you think you know it all, you're done, man. But if you think there's always something to learn and you are appreciative about the people that are in front of you teaching you something, you can escalate and elevate in a quicker and a more fine-tuned decision-making way. Because I think in the past, like, I've also done that self-reflection, bro, where I'm like, ching, I do, like, I'm not where I want to be, but why? Why am I not where I want to be? Because we tend to lack discipline and following through with the things that we need to do. Like, it happens. It's an everyday struggle, bro. Nobody has it figured out. And unless you're super 100% down to the discipline, like, about every detail that you do, and you have control of your mind, maybe you can move forward. But, I mean, about 95% or 99% of the community out there is probably struggling with just discipline alone, and actually even having self-awareness and having taken ownership of, like, all the defaults that we do have. And if you don't take the self-reflection, like, seriously, and, like, you don't really see yourself and, like, who you are really, then you're never going to propel forward, because you're always going to stay stuck in the version of the person you think you are. But if you can actually own up to all the bullshit you've done in your life, all the bad decisions, and, like, try to correct them, like Luis just said, bro, like, I've been doing this cycle of things and previous jobs, and I would just, like, get out, you know, and lose it and end up in the same situation in the next job and then do the same shit over and over. It's like, bro, he reached out to us. Like, y'all, give me some feedback to see how I can get out of this situation, because I've already tried my way and it hasn't worked. Do y'all have some feedback? And then, you know, everybody start chiming in. And honestly, I think if you wouldn't have reached out, Luis, you probably would have done something that it would have affected you in the wrong way. And I was like, dude, I saw it in real time. I actually was working and I was busy. And when I started reading all the messages, I was like, bro, this is amazing. I'm watching like somebody reaching out in real time and having the power of this technology to reach out to somebody. And, like, guys, we have a powerful tool in our hands. You know what I'm saying? Use it. And Luis used it, bro. And he found, like, a perfect solution to his problem. And then, like, dude, it was amazing to see that all unfold, bro. I was like, whoa, this is amazing. This is beautiful. Like, to me, honestly, like, the Frequency Squad, what's up, bro, and the Positive Mantra are, like, elevators, bro, every single day. Like, thank you, God, man. I have these people that sometimes I don't even know, but I know that they're in the chat. You know, the only one that I really see is Rob. It's here every so often. But everybody else, like, you know, we're all a team that's all around the states and sharing information, bro. So I'm just so thankful, you know, for that frequency that we have, bro. Yeah.
The importance of having some, like, a support system, not only to elevate you, but also to check you. You know what I mean? Like, when we share, when we're able to open up our hearts and open up our minds and to people that we trust, we allow them and we trust them to provide genuine information and genuine guidance as to what we're doing wrong. You know what I mean? When, as you were saying earlier, Eric, like, we usually, when we have problems, we tend to go to the exterior. You know what I mean? We blame situations, we blame other people, we blame so on and so forth. And it's usually situations repeated. Hi, Dad. Say hi.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
It's usually situations that are repeated, you know, and I've said this quote before, and I'll say it again. It's the same demon with a different mask. You know what I mean? It's constant situations. And then it's not until you really look at yourself and go inward, right? It's always easier to point the finger than to point the thumb, right? So when you really start realizing that, you start catching your patterns and your algorithms and things that you constantly do. And you're like, huh, you know what? Maybe it's me, bro. You know what I mean? So keeping an open mind and keeping an open heart to keep wanting to learn. So I'll quote Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius, and this is thousands of years old, bro, like in his book, Meditations, you know, he says, the man who thinks he can no longer learn quickly becomes a fool, you know? And we're always learning from others. We're learning from situations, from introspect, from intro to outro, you know what I mean? So it's important to keep wanting to better yourself and to keep elevating yourself, because the universe hates stagnation, bro. What happens to stagnant water? It starts to stink really fucking fast, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing with you, right? We're what, 90% water, right? So just keep, we got to keep moving. The only thing that you need to be scared of is to be in the same spot you were in last year. You know what I mean? Stagnation will keep you from progressing, will keep you from being a sheep in the matrix, bro. Like, that's what they want. They don't want you to question anything. They don't want you to get better. They don't want you to have tools. They don't want you to have support systems. They want you to be a producer. You know what I mean? But once you control, once you control everything that they don't want you to control, you start seeing the world for what it really is. You start making changes and you start realizing that, you know what, maybe I can do everything that I wanted to do. We were talking about the subconscious mind the other day, and Robert was saying, what is daydreaming to you? And I told you, daydreaming is your subconscious telling you that if I can think it, I can do it. I can make it happen, you know, but it's going to take some time, some patience, and some balls, bro. You know what I mean? Because most of the time, people are just going to be, Manda, papi.
Actually, it's 60% of your body.
Okay.
What was that all about? 60%?
Man, bro.
Okay, he's highly intelligent, bro. Highly intelligent.
My son is 9 years old, but really he's like 13, bro. Like, right, I tell doing. People all the time. So
Sebas. Shout out to Sebas.
So as I was telling you guys, you know, like, we got, it's the importance of wanting to grow and wanting to change, because you're no longer stagnant, because something inside of you is telling you, like, hey, like, I'm not happy here anymore. And most people will go all of their lives, bro, like, being complacent and being like, well, I'm not happy, but I'm okay. You know what I mean? And I learned a long time ago, a mentor of mine told me, hey, like, hey, corporations are where dreams go to die. Your dreams go to die. They will give you a salary in exchange for your dreams so you can work on their dreams. Right?
Reach that poor debt.
Once you can gather enough strength and wisdom. I don't want to say wisdom, because wisdom comes after, right? But once you have the knowledge to put it into motion and to understand what it takes to do it, all you have to do is do it. It's simple. And I word it like this. It's simple because there's formulas everywhere, right? And I'm a very analytical person, so I love formulas, right? But it's just not easy. So being simple and being easy is not the same thing, right? So I can see it on the board, and I can see A plus B equals C, right? But for me to do it personally, I have to understand why A is A, why B is B, and why I'm going to get C. Once I understand that, then I can put my play into motion, and then I can start moving. And once you start seeing your potential and you start moving, that hit of serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, all those chemicals that your body naturally produces, nothing is going to replace it, bro. Nothing, not any external form of temporary pleasure is going to stop you from getting to your goals.
It's not.
Bro, and for me, one of the hardest things was to actually reach out and say, yo, man, I need help. That was like brand new to me. And I'm like, yo, dude, you've been trying to figure it out on your own for so long. Where has it gotten? You don't have all the answers, bro. You might be smart. Yeah, you might be this. But like you said earlier, the moment you're not a teachable person and you don't want somebody else's point of view, then what am I doing? I'm being a fool at that point. I'm being a fool, and I'm only stopping myself from growing and getting better. It's like I reached out to you about my credit, and look, my credit is evolving ever since. I reached out to you guys about, hey, how can I handle this situation better? And I'm learning how to handle situations better. And even like when a person, and I have an issue with this one client that I'm dealing with, and I was speaking to somebody, and he was like, yo, that guy just needs love. And everything that he does is because he didn't get that love as a child. That he's still at that child state. He said, and then we're having this conversation when I was on my way back from Brooklyn. Because I told him, I said, yo, I'm frustrated with this guy. He was like, yo, I was frustrated with him too. But then I actually gave him a chance. And I'm realizing that the guy just needs love.
Wow.
And when he said that to me, I'm just like, yo, now I feel a little crappy that I've been kind of giving him the cold shoulder. And it's like, yo, that's your test, bro. If you take back, I'm not religious. I feel like I'm more spiritual, meaning I'm not a church going person. I'm just, you know, I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. But, you know, Jesus went through the most. And I believe that Jesus was the example that we were all supposed to follow. People treated him like crap, but he still blessed them. He still showed them love. And I feel like I have to go back to that motto. Like, dude, still show love. Even when people hate you, and bro, God bless you, brother. Have a great day. You know what I mean? Yo, bro, your love, bro. If you ain't hear that you love, bro, your love, brother. And it's just like, I have to get comfortable doing these things and do it out of the kindness of my heart. And I have to stop letting my ego get in the way of my growth. Cause I let my ego and my, I'm a man. I ain't about to let nobody punk me. I ain't about to let nobody do this. And it's like, bro, we got enough of that in the world. We got enough of that. That's what is wars, bro, because people let their ego and their pride get in the way, bro. And that's where I'm at. I got to humble myself. And you say, you know what? I'm going to show you love. You might be whatever. You might be this demonic person, but I'm going to show you love. Because I don't think you received love before. And yo, having that conversation yesterday, mind you, I was having like an off day all day yesterday. And God just said, you know what? I'm going to send you to Brooklyn today. You got to pick this guy up, and this guy's going to give you some things that you got to hear. And it's so, it's just the craziness of yesterday. Like, this guy, yo, I cried in front of him yesterday. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to cry, bro. What he was telling me was like, yo, I was like, yo, bro. He was like, yo. He said, yo, I love you, Luis. He was like, yo, I always knew that you were a great person. Since the moment I met you, your energy was just different. And bro, I cried to him, bro. And I was vulnerable to the maximum. Cause I'm like, yo, I couldn't believe that here I'm picking up him and he just gave me a lesson on life. And now I'm just, when I see this guy tomorrow, I'm just gonna show him love, regardless of frequency, how he may accept it. I'm just gonna show him love, bro, because I don't think he received that love before. And it's funny because the guy name is Rob.
Bro.
And it's like, but he's the total opposite of this, bro. Rob.
Give him
and I just have to show him love, man.
Bro, just give him a big hug tomorrow, bro.
Yeah,
man, that's gonna be amazing, yeah. Bro. You know what's fun, and to be able to have those conversations where like an epiphany, bro. Like, you're like, dude, like I needed to hear that, and like, it like just bursts you into so many emotions, right? Like you just can't control it, bro. And I think for me, that's the common. If you look at the podcast, it says the logo says just love. I think that formula, and also one of the main formulas that Jay has always mentioned, like make sure that God is on top and then everything down below is going to work for you, right? In your formula, if God is in your plan. And so God for sure, but then the emotions that we can share and the energy we can share because of God. And I've heard it from him. I heard it from God, like specifically, is like, it's all about love. If you know how to use that beautiful magic, bro, and carry it around you anywhere you go, it can be the most demonic person, bro. Or they're gonna be like, oh shit, I
They'll go
cannot,
soft,
I'm
bro.
gonna surrender to this guy, man. This guy's just so much love. I cannot deny it, bro. You know what I mean? And I've seen it happen, bro, in real time, dude. Like, and with people that I've gone to, like, I work and I visit different doctors in around town, and some offices are just like, when you go into an office, like they're just frustrated, bro. Like they don't want to talk to people because they're there stuck all day, 24. I mean, eight hours a day, 9 hours a day, 10 hours a day, and just they're just bitter, bro, sometimes, you know what I mean?
Complacent, bro.
Yeah, and sometimes you walk in there, they don't want to talk to anybody. They're like, hey, come on, bro, like get the fuck out of here. You know? You're like, good morning. They're like, oh, here you go again with your positivity. But I don't care, bro. I keep on sharing my positivity, and little by little, they start like, you know what? They start like buying in, and it takes a while, bro. But I mean, some people, like you said, we don't know where they've been. And if we start looking at like people, like not through what is the facade that they're sharing, but actually deep inside their hearts, there's some like lack of something. It could be a lack of love, lack of, you know, just a lot of bad situations that happen to them. So they have this bitter taste for life. So if we can be that vessel of love and show them like some empathy and be like, bro, it's okay. Like, you know, you don't have to be in that state of mind. Like, I'm good here. No matter how you are, I'm still gonna show you love. It propels that situation, bro. And I think in the long term, like I always say, you either wake up early in life, and like that's in a spiritual sense, like you wake up and be like, man, this is more than just this stupidity that we're living. There's actually more. Or you actually wake up later on in life in your midlife, or you actually wake up right before you die. Like it's either one of those three. A lot of people wake up when they have a tragedy back early in life and like, fuck, it's time to wake the fuck up. And then there's tragedy that happens or something that happens in your midlife, or it happens when you freaking like ignored all the calls and then you actually accept the call at, right before you die. Like God's like, bro, I've been telling you, dog, but you didn't want to learn. But at least you learn right now and you're gonna die, but it's okay. You're learning. I'm still gonna be here for you. And they're like, fuck. And then you recall all those moments in your life, like, dude. I remember when this homie came up to me, he's showing me love, and I just like fucking disrespected that guy. You know, fuck that. And you started going through all those moments of like teachable moments that you kind of like pushed away. And I feel like that's what life is all about, bro. Like those moments where like, is this a teaching opportunity? Is this a learning opportunity? Is this a me growth opportunity? Is this a compassionate empathy? But if you don't have that awareness, then you're always gonna be on the downfall, you know, like. And so I think it goes back to like, what are you feeding your mind? What are you watching? What are you reading? What are you not watching? What are you, who are you talking to? Like all of these influences are going to influence your behavior and in these type of situations. And unfortunately, if you have the wrong people, they're gonna, or the wrong media that's impacting your mind, then you're going to have the wrong outcome. And you're not going to wake up till later on in life. And I think for us, bro, we've kind of met each other in like, weird ways, but we're all like, dude, trying to elevate, and we're all conscious about that awareness. Like, we want to elevate, bro. So we're being vulnerable. We're trying to teach each other. We're trying to learn from each other. We're trying to share what's going on in each other's lives so that we can propel and excel to the next chapter in our lives, bro. And that's the beauty of being in this kind of circle, bro. So I'm gonna wrap it up, and we're gonna come back to this link, guys, because we're like less than a minute already, and it's gonna stop recording. So just I'm gonna close.